We're up to Ayin Vov and Beis, the Mamash the bottom. Amar Rava. Afanan Nami Tanina. The shear of Kedei Mezigas Kos Yotha, the Gemara said, is a Rova Revius, a quarter of a Rova Halog, which is what's it called, the amount of wine that you need, concentrate, to add three more parts of water and make a rova halog. Okay. That's the shear of the kos yotha, the koshal bracha, revius halog. Rava says, afanan nami tanina. We have a Mishnah that says the same thing. Hamotzi yayin kedei mezigas kos. Right? The Mishnah says that if you carry out wine, so the shear is the amount that you would need of wine to dilute it to make a mezigas kos. V'tani ala, kedei mezigas kos yotha. And on that, the Braisa said that kos means kos yotha, koshal bracha. Uktani seifa, ushar kol mashkim berevius. And the seifa says that all other mashkim are berevius. So this must be that the wine itself is enough to make, in the end, a revius. Right, from the Mishnah also you can learn that the shear of carrying wine is a rova revius, since by other liquids it says the shear is a revius. We see that the shear of chashivus, of a liquid that's fit for drinking, is a revius. When the Mishnah gave a shear of concentrated wine, that's the amount that's needed to dilute to make a kosher bracha. It must be that the end result is going to be a revius. Behainu rova revius. Then, therefore, the amount of wine you start out with to get a revius in the end is a quarter of a revius. When you add three parts of water to the one part of wine that you have, you'll end up with a revius. Yesh toim b'shmua zulomar, rova revius, rova halog. Now, some make a mistake to say that rova revius means a rova of a log. And a log is also called a revius because it is one quarter of a kav. The yamod al revius al log. And that the shear of a kos is a full log, not a quarter of a log, but a full log. Shehu revius hakav, and a log is a quarter of a kav. The tos will be other. That would be a tremendous, it would be four times what our koshal bracha is. And that's a mistake. Rabbi Seinu lo amru kein. V'rayesh, v'mesechus nazir, yud revio sein, there are four, ten different things that the shear is revius. Five of these revius were said by wine, they're red, the dam or blood, the hechivarta, and five of them were said by white things, shenemru b'shar mashkin, and with other liquids that are not red. The choshiv laha hutzah shabbos, the shar mashkin, gabe chivarta, and the, what's it called, the shear of revius, the gabe hutzah shabbos, for other liquids that are drinkable, was said by the five white ones. The Alkorcha Chanokulu Revius Halog. All of them are similar, that they're all talking about Revius Halog. The Kochoshe Bahadayu Revius Shemin Lenozer. Because one of the ten is Revius Shemin Lenozer, the Hu Chatzi Shiura Shal Shemin Hatolda Bamenochos. The Chatzi Log Shemin Latolda Yalfin Menochos. It's half of a half a log. So it's a quarter of a log. So if one of them we know is a quarter of a log, then all the other nine are a quarter of a log too, and not what's it called a log, which is a quarter of a calf. Okay, so in any case, the shear of a kos, shel bracha, is rova revius halog. The shear of the concentrated wine is a quarter of a quarter, a sixteenth of a loaf, and the shear of what's it called, you add three parts of water to that, you'll end up with a revius halog. That's the shear of a kos shel bracha.
Okay.
What? Yeah, no, so on Shabbos, you take out the concentrate. Since you could add the water, that's choshev already. But other liquids are only choshev if you have the actual liquid itself, a revius of the liquid. But wine is so choshev that you're chayiv for carrying out the amount that you could dilute to make a revius. The Rava Latame, the Omar Rava, Kol Chamra, and Rava goes according to his svara somewhere else, that the amount of diluting of the wine is 3 to 1. The Omar Rava, Kol Chamra, Dlodori, Al-Chad, Klas, Mayo, Lav Chamrahu. Any wine that you can't add 3 parts of water, and then it'll become normal drinking wine, is not real wine. It's not the wine that we're talking about. Concentrated wine is where you have to add 3 parts of water to make the wine really proper. Omar Abaye, Shnei Tshuvos B'Dover. So Abaye said, I can ask 2 questions on what you said. Chada Desnan, V'Hamazuk Shnei Chelkei Mayim V'Echod Yayin, Min HaYayin HaSheroni. First of all, there's a Mishnah that says that the amount, the ratio of watering down wine, of diluting wine, is 2 to 1, not 3 to 1. 2 parts water and 1 part wine of yayin hashironi. The old mayim bekad and mitzdarfin. And secondly, the whole thing doesn't make sense, right? You have water in a pitcher, which you haven't added yet to the wine, and you're chayiv for carrying out the wine without the water. The ma'isa, this wine could be diluted, right? It's concentrated wine. It could be diluted. But what does that have to do with the shear of Hotzah Shabbos? Lechor, until you dilute it and add the water, it's not the shear to be taken out. The fact that you could add water, why is that significant? Huh? No, it is drinkable. It's drinkable, just not meshubach. But still drinkable like that. Rashi, state shuvas bedover, glomotzi lemelech masnich. Can't learn from our Mishnah that a koshel bracha is a rover of avias. Chada, the chamra lo dori maya el al chadrein. First of all, it's not true what you're saying, that you need 3 parts water to 1 part wine. Meseches nida, chamisha mari domim tneim hein. Right, and this Mishnah is in nida. There the Gemara says there are 5 shades of red that are tamei min hatorah by dam nida. The chad minayo, and one of them the Gemara compares to mazuk, like diluted wine, the redness of diluted wine. Umefarish b'mishneh ukemazuk shamarti lechad b'shnei chelkei mayim ve'echod yayin. What is called diluted wine? 2 parts of water to 1 part of wine. So you see that the diluting is not 3 to 1, but 2 to 1. Min hayayin hashironi shegadol b'sharon shei medinahu. The sharon is part of the one of the areas in Eretz Yisrael that's called Medina. The old mayim bekadim starfin eat time of the masnisen yayin mishum delechim mozigle the yira l'shtia yehebo revius. Right, if what's it called, the reason of our Mishnah is that you have to carry out enough wine that when you'll dilute it, that's when it'll be properly drunk, right? Hashta, and then it'll be a revius. Hashta miya kimapikle adain lo nimsen. Right now, when you're carrying it, you didn't dilute it. It's not a revius. It's only a quarter of these, according to Rav. Ve'en kan shir mayim she'odam bekad. And you don't have water here to be mitzarif to the shir, because the water is in a different pitcher. You haven't poured it into the wine yet. Heich mitzarif is, how in the world could that be mitzarif l'chaivo, to be mechaiv you for hotzah and Shabbos? Ela al korchav, time ala mishim d'lishchazi l'shtia l'revius k'shar mashkevu, ela hachi shiure, v'yafogav d'chimozik le'lo havi revius. Right, Elamai, it's not like you say, Rava, that the reason that carrying out concentrated wine is chayiv, because it has the same shear as all the other things, a revius. Except this is the amount of wine that eventually will make a revius of normally drinkable wine. Right? First of all, that's not true, because that's not the ratio. Second of all, even if it would be the ratio, how could that be the idea that you need what's going to end up a revius, but it's not a revius? Elamai, the reason you're chayiv on this is because that's chosher. And even if it won't end up a revius in the end, that's irrelevant. So there's no raya from here that the amount of wine that you'll dilute will end up a revius, and then that's a shear of a kosher bracha. The shear of a kosher bracha may be something completely different. And the reason you're chayiv on carrying out this concentrated wine has nothing to do with the fact that in the end it's going to be a revius. Because this is the amount of concentrated wine that's chosher. So Rava said, Omer le Rava, Hodaka Amra Shnei Chelke Mayim Vi Echad Yayin Min Hayayin Hashironi Yayin Hashironi Lechu Durati. Right? Matzakol, he says that, first of all, your question on Ni, that you see from the Gemara Nida, that diluted wine is called 2 to 1, that's only by Yayin Hashironi, which is a weak wine. There you can only dilute it 2 to 1. And that happens to be the kind of wine that Chazal used as the example to what color the dam nida, that shade of red. But I'm talking about regular wine. Regular wine is stronger, and it can be diluted 3 to 1. So don't ask me questions from a mission that mentions specifically Yayin Hasheroni when I'm talking about normal wine, regular wine. Inami, Hasa Mishu Chazusa. Another reason is because over there, we want to maintain a certain color. So in order to maintain the color of blood, it's diluted 2 to 1. But by regular wine, we want to maintain the taste, not the color. And therefore, we're not talking about the color of the wine, we're talking about the taste of the wine, and therefore, 3 to 1 is the amount of dilution for normal wine, even for Yayin Hasheron. But there, the Gemara just wants to bring out a shade of red. In order to get that shade of red that the Gemara is discussing, the way to get that shade of red that you can compare it to the dam nida is 2 to 1. But for drinking, it's 3 to 1. That's the first thing. Avala time avoid tvei. But in order to really make it drinkable, you need more water. 3 to 1. With the kamras mayim vikad and with starfin, right, and that which you asked me, that lahara, how could the shear be really a revius? But you're making it the shear of what would be able to be diluted to make a revius. That is why it's chashev. It's chashev because since you could add water to it and make it, the yayin mishubach, so this concentrate has chashivas. The concentrate that you could make a revius already has the chashivas of a revius itself. That's the reason why that's the shear. Rashi. Derothi rach. Yayin Hasheroni is a weaker wine. Inami hasa mishum chazusa. Noketle. Over there, the Mishnah wanted to give an example of a shade of red. So it told me the shade of red you can compare to Yayin, which is diluted 2 to 1. Right? But it has nothing to do with the fact that that's the way you drink wine. You drink wine 3 to 1. But if you want to know what color the dam nida has to be, one of the five shades, it's compared to this 2 to 1 diluting of wine. Noketly. The noi nomi de dori al chad klas betaima, even though you normally dilute wine 3 to 1 in order to drink it. Maris dam lohavi ala bishnei chalok imayim ve'echad yayin. But it doesn't have the shade of dam nida unless it's 2 to 1. The iyoi beitvei dam hadoma lo kedam yorok uvetor. And if you put in more, then it's not that shade of red, and minatora, it's not tamei. It's considered like green blood, right? It's not, in other words, not red. Something that's not real red. Ha-choshiv, the chazil itzrufi be-maya. This concentrate is choshiv because you could dilute it and make it into a revius. So even though it's not a revius now, but Shabbos, the shirim of Shabbos are not revius. They're what's choshiv. So in other beverages, the only thing that's chashuv is a revius. Here, what's chashuv is what you could dilute and make a revius. So that gives it chashivas by one. Okay. Okay. Tana. Yodesh Bikizayas. Divri Rebbe Nosson. Okay. If you have wine that hardened, okay, the liquid evaporated, and you're left with a solid wine. Okay, yavesh rashi is yayin korush. Okay, bekezayis the mikora have be revius with a korush revius shleima ba'inam belav bar meziga. Right, so Rashi says that kezayis is the dry measure that equals a revius. Now, when a revius hardens, it turns into a kezayis. Now, even though normally we said that you don't need a revius of wine, you need a quarter of a revius. She'd only need a quarter of a kazayas. No, but that's only where it's fit to what's it called, to dilute. But once it hardens into a solid, right, solid wine, you can't dilute. There, you need a revias. It's not enough. Right, when you have a concentrate of wine that you could add water to, that's chashuv. But a concentrate of wine that you can't add water to, because it's solid, right, there you need the full revias. And a full revias translates into a kazayas when it becomes solid. Okay. Amr Rav Yosef, Rabbi Nosson, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amru Dover Echad. Okay, so Rav Yosef said, Rav Nosson and Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda said the same thing. Rav Nosson Hadamaran, Rav Nosson said that a kazayas and a revias are the same measure. Okay, a revias, when it hardens, becomes a kazayas. Rav Yosef Behuda, the Tanya, where did Rav Yosef Behuda say the same idea? In a braisa. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim Mikule Beishamei Umichumri Beishilim. There's six things where, not only six things, but he's reporting, we'll see Rashi says, six things that he heard that Beishamei was Mekel and Beishilim was Machra. There are many other things. But these are the six that he heard. This is the list that he gave, the edus that he gave. Six things that are Beishamei's Mekel and Beishilim's Machra. Dam Nevela, the blood of a Nevela. So Beishamei Mitaharin, Beishamei says that the blood is Tahar. We'll see as Machlokas whether it's completely Tahar or only Tahar from being Tami Tumas Nevela, Tuma Chamura. It's not an Av HaTuma. It's a Tumas Mashkin, or it's not Tami at all. We'll see. Ubeisilu Mitami. And Beisilu said that it's Tami like a Nevela. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kishetimu Beisilu, Lotima Elevedam Shieshbo Revias, Hoel the Yochel Likrosh Velamad Akazayas. Even when Beisilu said that Dam of a Nevela is Tame as a Nevela, that's only when there's a Revias of Dam, which, if you coagulated it, would come and be a Kazayas. Just like a Nevela is only Matame Bekazayas, so too, the Dam is only Matame Bekazayas. But Dam is liquid. So there's not, the shear of a Kazayas doesn't apply. So the dam has to be a revius, because a revius in liquid is, if you would coagulate, it would become a kazayas. So therefore we have two, Rav Nosson and Rav Yehuda, who hold that a revius and a kazayas are the same shear. Rashi. Bekazayas, the mikara havi be revius, the korish revius shlema b'inud la bar mezika. Rav Yehuda omer, Vav dvar mikulei, lav de'ika honey, the sulo. Not that there's only six things that Beishamei is mekel and Beisil is mach. Takati tuva ika, there's many, many things that Beishamei is mekel and Beisil is mach. Elika shenichnasu lekerem b'yavne, right, when the Sanhedrin went into Yavne, ve'heidu kol echad ve'echad al oso shebiyado, and each one got up and testified on different machloksin between Beishamei and Beisil that they had received, that they had heard, right? The Maseches Idias, and this is in Maseches Idias, the Mishnayos bring down what each one testified as to what he was makabel in various things, and they had one testimony of the machloks and of Beishamei and Beishilo. So hey, Rabbi Yehuda Aleilu, so Rabbi Yehuda was made. I was makabel these six things that Beishamei was mekel and Beisil was machmer. There are other cases, but these are the ones that I received. Beishamei metarin, the enu kibosur latame benevela bekazayas, velo toris mashkin lutu makala. Right? Beishamei says it's tohar. Why? Because dam is not basur, so it's not metame bekazayas like a nevela, because it's not part of the flesh. Velo mitoris mashkin lutu makala. And also, it's not a mashke, that it should be matame to mekala, that it was makabel, like in other words, the liquid inside the nevela was makabel tumor from the nevela. So it's like any mashke that's matame, but to mekala, not to mechamur. It's not an avatuma, it's a tolda. Nira, the high, the beishami, matare, mitumas nevelos lechuda komar. Shalo yitame odam. Aval to mekala yeshbo. Rashi says, however, li nira, that that's not the case. Right? The first shot Rashi said was that it's not metame at all. It's not metame like a mashke to makala, and it's not metame as part of the nevela to mechamur. It's not an avatuma, and it's not even a tolda. Rashi says, I think that not like that. that it's matame at least to makala. When it says matare, it means it's not matare, it's not matame to mus nevela. But it's matame, like any liquid that touched a nevela, that's tame as a tolda, as a sheni latum. And midrabanan, it's matame like a rishon latum. Al kezayis, shehushir nevela latame adam. Right, the kezayis is the amount of nevela you need to be an avatuma to matame adam. The hainu amru dover echad she kezayis hayovik sheni muach aviravias. When you have a kezayis of a solid, if you can turn that into a liquid, it'll be a revius. Om Rabbaya, Dil Malohi. Maybe not. Maybe Rab Nosson and Rab Yosef Ben Yehuda didn't say the same thing. Ad kan lo ka om Rab Nosson hacha de boy revius el b'yayin de kolish. Maybe only by wine, which is not so thick, and what's it called, not so... what I'm looking for. Dense. It's not so dense. Okay? That's why, what's it called, you need a revius to make a kezayis. Avo badam de samich, but dam is more dense. Kezayis lo boy, revius. In order to make a kezayis, you don't have to start with a revius. A, what's it called, a lesser shear of dam will coagulate into a kezayis. But water, which is less dense, right? I mean, wine, which is less dense, that will only harden into a kezayis, a revius. Inami, or the opposite. Ad kan lo kom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hasan, the kezayis sogele revius. When did Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda say that a kezayis and a revius are the same? Ela bedam de samet. That's only by dam, which is dense. Then a revius will make a kezayis. Aval yayin the kolish, kezayis haviyosim revius. But wine, which is less dense, if you have a kezayis of hardened wine, it'll end up more than a revius. Right? You need more than a revius to make a kezayis. The chimatik pachos mi kezayis l'chayim. And therefore, even if you carry less than a kezayis, whatever the shear would be, that would make a, what's it called, a revius, that's the shear. So maybe, if what's it called, if you carry out less than a kezayis, you also be chayiv, because less than a kezayis will end up being a revius if you will liquefy it. Okay, Rashi. Ad kan lo komer of nosen hacha, the kezayis yovesh, boy revius delach, that in order to get a kezayis of a solid, you need to harden a revius of a liquid, ubotsim revius lach leka kezayis, and less than a liquid revius won't make a kezayis yavesh, k'dekomar de kezayis korish, havi be revius, that which he said, that a kezayis of solid equals a revius of liquid, ele b'yayin de korish, maybe he only said that by wine. Ukshulach rav nifcho, ukshmis yavesh nitzmak l'shir kotin. And therefore, when it is, what's it called, revius is a shear of volume. So a revius of wine has a lot of water in it. So when it's liquid, it has a bigger volume and it fills a revius. When it evaporates the water, so the solid that's left is, what's it called, is exactly a kezayis. Okay? But on the other hand, blood, which has less water in it, so when it's liquid, it'll fill a revius even with less water. And therefore, when the water evaporates, or whatever, the liquid, right, and it coagulates, so the solid part will be more than a kezayis. Avodam kishulach avisamech av, right? It's thick. It's dense. Shul avisamech the kar of lios karush, and therefore it's close. You don't need to evaporate a lot, right, to make it solid. Ukishiyavish eino nitzmak l'shir cotton elamaat, and therefore when it coagulates, it doesn't get that much smaller. Ukezayis yavesh loboy revius lach. You don't need a whole revius of liquid to make a kezayis when it's solid. The dam nevelos matame pachas revius, and therefore dam nevelos will be matame but less than revius, because all you need is the shear that would end up a kezayis, and less than revius ends up a kezayis. Okay, let's see what's here. Rashi, first of all, holds that when you have a solid wine, then you need a sheer, that would be a full revius. Because the only reason that the concentrated liquid wine is chayiv on Hotzor Shabbos with less than a revius is because it's possible to add water to it and to make it a full revius of the best kind of wine. But when it's hard, when it's solid, you can't add anything to it. So therefore, when you carry it out, it's solid, you have to carry out, like other liquids, a full revius. That's what Rashi says. Rabbeinu Hananel holds that Yer Chayiv, that Rav Yosef holds, like Rav Shimon, that even by Yayin, even by concentrated wine, you need a full revius. And therefore, what he says, that you need a kezias, which means a revius, not because there's a difference between solid wine and liquid wine, it's because by liquid wine also, you only have to carry out a full revius. Rav Shimon argues, he says all of them are revius, even the first three. So, what's called? Rav Yosef holds like Rav Shimon. And the Meiri holds that those who argue, what's it called? In other words, according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, Rav Yosef holds a Rav Shimon. But if you don't hold a Rav Shimon, then it would come out that even by coagulated wine, or no, what's it called, solid wine, you'd also only need a rova of a kezias, a quarter of a kezias. and Tosfos holds, or Rav Yosef holds, that a koshel bracha needs a full concentrated revius of wine. You have to start out, that's what Rav Yosef holds, that you need a full concentrated, what's it called, concentrated wine, a full revius, and then you add to that to make a drinkable thing. But you have to start off with the concentrated wine of a revius. Okay, nice. Those are the three different shitas, and what Rav Yosef holds at least. Dam Nevela. Okay. The Rabbeinu Hananel paskins that Dam Nevela is Metame Berevius, and that's how the Rav holds also, that at least Dam, when it coagulates, turns out to be a kezias. So you need a full revius, and by wine could be different, like Abaye says, or pass like Rava, that there's no difference between them. Okay, there's another shita, Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, who's metaher dam nevela, what's it called? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira holds that dam nevela is tahar, and the Rav learns that it doesn't mean it's tahar completely, right? That it's not metame bekezai, it's only metame with the revius. Okay. Second. Tosas Yontif holds it when it says Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira is metaher dam nevela, means completely. Okay. There's a Ravid that holds that even Beis Hillel, who says that dam nevela is tame, is only midrabana. I mean, HaTorah Beis Hillel also agrees that dam nevela is not matami like a nevela. And the Rambam and the Meiri both paskin that dam nevela is not matami tumas nevelos. But it is matami tumakala like tumas mashkin. In other words, it's a mashka, it's not nevela, it's not basar, and it's matame like any mashka that, what's it called, that touched a nevela, that becomes a tolda min HaTorah. Okay, there's a shail over here, legabe bechlal. If dam is always is considered like basar, it's not considered like basar. Legabe a mace, right? The person dies, so and the blood that he died from, if he died of a wound or whatever, and blood spurted, so that dam is called dam hanefesh. That surely needs kvura, but blood that came out after death. Right, so if it's not considered, you have to bury a body, but you don't have to bury all of the liquids inside the body. So if dam is not considered like basar, then lechora, if blood was taken out of the body after death, right, or blood came out of the body after death, does not have to be buried. Right, but if blood is considered like the basar, then it has to be buried to be just like any basar. So dependent on these shailas by nevela, if the blood is considered part of the basar of the nevela, then blood is considered part of the basar of the mace, and it needs kvura. If it's not, then it doesn't need kvura. We're machmer that even blood that came out after death needs kvura. B'lchatchila you bury it, but lemaisa when it comes in conflict with other halachah, for instance, making a tahara. So if there's blood that came out when the person died a violent death, right? So you don't wash off that blood because that blood mamish needs kvura. And if you bury the person without a tahara, but if the person had sores and they didn't bleed, what's it called? They bled after death. Then it could be they still make a tahara. But surely if he bled before death, and the blood came out before, that's not part of the body that has to be buried. It wasn't part of his body when he died. It was already out. And even if the blood comes out afterwards, so you wipe it up, we're no hake to put it into the aron, in the sopped up thing, but pashtus, the blood itself, can be washed away. It doesn't have a din of basar hameis that it needs kvura.